Hey, home theater friends, thanks for pushing play on the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes. And this week, we got sights, sounds, and scenes from 4K and 3D with Pacific Rim from 2013. I didn't know how I was going to break this one down. It's an amazing, amazing movie. Spoilers. We're going to break it all down. We have a bunch of scenes. I can't wait to sit down. I'll be back with more afterwards on how you can support the podcast if you want it, or how you can be on the podcast. So stick around afterwards to check that out too. All right, let's get in there and break down Pacific Rim, an amazing movie. Spoilers, it's a demo from beginning to end. What am I going to say? Let's find out.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Pacific Rim from 2013 in 4K and in 3D. Man, I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably the most difficult movie I've ever had to break down. Because it's, I don't know how to do it. It's from beginning to end, it's basically one giant demo. That's it. So I have all of these stamps in front of me. I don't know how to break this down, everybody. I really don't, because I stamped it out, and that these stamps are going. Let me read you some of these stamps. They go, we have the opening scene, okay? And I'm breaking down for you how I break down a movie because of this movie. It's amazing. Not since Lucy have I experienced this much consistent bass. It's a bass killer. Actually, what I've nicknamed this movie, the battery killer. Because if anybody has a Harmony remote like this, I'm showing it on YouTube, mine, you can set it to when you put motion sensor, it'll turn on. So when you're in a dark theater like this, when I say, like, turn out the lights, and I'm about to turn out the lights on YouTube. Okay, here you go. I'm in my theater. I turned out the lights. And see how my remote is lit up. Okay, well, that's all well and good. Well, when the movie starts, you don't want this lit up next to you, so it shuts off. But if it senses motion, it'll turn back on. The entire time I watched this movie in both 4K and 3D, we'll get to the picture and sound in a second, it kept turning on. It kept coming back on, and it was like killing the battery. So it's the battery, the Pacific Rim, the battery killer, because it's killing the battery of the Harmony remote. Listening at reference level, it was shaking my room. It shook my house. After I watched it in 4K, my son told me he's two floors away. I'm in the basement. We have a first floor, and then my son's on the second floor. It rattled stuff off the shelf in his bedroom. It hasn't happened anywhere else. So obviously for sound, this is getting its four boxes of popcorn that it rightly deserves. The Atmos track. The 3D track, three boxes of popcorn. It's slightly less. It's not as, the bass doesn't go as deep. It doesn't feel as dynamic, but it is still, if you weren't A-B-ing between 4K and 3D like I can, you wouldn't know, you really would just be like, wow, that 3D track, it's DTS Master Audio, you'd be amazed with it, okay? But the Atmos is just that much better. So I gave it the four boxes of popcorn. The picture is, 4K is amazing. I gave it two boxes of popcorn. It's not Lord of the Rings amazing, which would be three, but it is pretty, pretty good. I watched it first in 4K before I went back and watched it again in 3D. And when putting on the 3D glasses, got them right here still, going back and forth. We're going to get to all of the scenes. So 3D glasses, it gets crisper. The detail that you can see is that much better. I really enjoyed it in 3D. I actually enjoyed it more in 3D. But if I'm going to be honest with you, if I had to choose, you know, I you got to make a choice, one or the other. I'm going to go with the 4K because it's just, it's simpler, right? You turn the, you put the disc in, you hit play, you don't need glasses. You don't, it's still an immersive experience because the sound is so good. The 4K, the Atmos is so good. The picture is that good. But I do recommend owning both. If you're a 3D fan, this is one, like Dread, this is one you should own. It is that good. We'll get to the opening scene. You right away, as soon as you put the 3D glasses on in that opening scene, you're like, oh, okay, here's a difference. And there's actually a funny, I'll get to it when we get to the opening scene. There's a funny little mistake that they made with the 3D, if you will. But yeah, I feel like I don't even need to break this movie down. I sat here before sitting down, before hitting record on this podcast. I sat here like, how do I break this down? So I think what I'm going to do is I'm not usually when I do my timestamps, I'll get to one and I'll be like, you know what? I didn't really hear what I thought I was going to hear. So I'll skip that and move on to the next one. You guys would never know. It'd just be something I didn't make note of. I'm not going to do that. I have on my notes here, I have 41 timestamps. We're going to go through every single one of them. Some of them might be not really sure, but it blasted the hell out of me. I don't know. What I do know before we get to these stamps is I don't remember a lot of stuff that I was like, ooh, all right, listen closely here. This isn't that type of movie. It's not the type of movie for the fun little nuances that I like. I like to point out those little things that maybe you haven't had heard before. This one, it's just all up in Front Street. Just boom, 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 everywhere. So much fun. That's why I'm giving this breakdown ahead of time like this. Before we get into the usually I do all my scenes and then I record this part so I can tell you what's to come. I know what's to come. It's just amazing. Almost every scene is a box of popcorn, so I'm not even going to give it. It'd be redundant. Three boxes. Let's just go through the scenes. Let's have some fun. If you haven't seen this movie, go see it. If you're watching this podcast and you haven't seen Pacific Rim yet, go see it and come back because we're going to get this box. We're getting the popcorn popping here. We're going to get into these scenes. So let's get into these scenes here. And the first scene that we're going to talk about is the opening scene, right? Of course, that's what we talk about. All right, here we go. Opening scene. They start out, it looks like you're in space. And in the 3D version, it feels like those stars are coming at you until you realize it's not stars. It's like plankton. You're under the ocean, which was really nice. And then they go to, at about a minute into this, oh, by the way, the sound, the bass, the everything, right away. Not as deep as like Lucy, when you first put Lucy on, that shook your house. This one, not as deep as that, but we get to that later. But this one here, the opening scene, the bass is really heavy. And that portal, the portal between dimensions that showed up, it with the flaming piece, that to me on 4K, in 4K, that actually had a nice 3D feel to it. What was really nice with the 3D was the fish as well. Before that, you could see the fish swimming by. You really felt like you were underwater in the 3D. In the 4K, those fish didn't feel as drawn out as they do in the 3D. So, but the 4K, really the colors, the flames of that portal or whatever between dimensions that they showed on the screen, that was really nice. Sound, obviously, cranking. Room, the sound of the lightning was kind of that you see on the screen. That's kind of going on all around your room. I'm talking too much and I'm still just talking about the opening. Let's get along to 1:14, first kaiju, and all the bass that you thought you were getting in that first scene. We haven't even approached it yet because this scene at 1:14, first kaiju, we get the bass of like your room, the rumble, just huge rumble up from the floor of my room. And then you get the jet fighters flying around. It's all the action, but there's just this constant rumble, but it's not, it's waving. It's like, boom, 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 just like the kaiju is stepping on the ground in the water. And then so much going on. I'm trying so hard with each of these scenes to find some nuances, but we're just getting bombarded, which is what we want. But it makes it so hard for the podcast to be like, now listen to everything. It's, oh, all right. Moving on to 4 minutes and 48 seconds. Suit up. Same thing. They're getting ready. This is not nuanced, but this one here had a little bit more of like, you're listening to the drill bits. You're listening to all the pieces go on around you. And then their dialogue was nice and clear. That was pretty cool. But again, suit up. Tons of stuff going on around your room. Just not as much bass because we don't have a kaiju walking in, but you want to have some good bass? Go to this scene. 6 minutes, 5 seconds. Release for drop. And this is where they get the head gets dropped onto the machine or robot or whatever. I forget the name. I'm so excited about the movie. I'm forgetting all these little details. But anyways, so they drop in. This one here, I had this little sense watching it over a few times. I had the sense of that Tenet scene where the trains are going back and forth. Only this time, everything's going by on in your room, but you're dropping down and it's going up, which was really cool. But you get, it was a huge amount of bass here, just boom, as it's dropping down. Now I'm making sound effects. But in the sides of your room are scraping just like as they're dropping down as they're in on top of the shoulders of the giant machine. All right. Lots. Okay. Let's get to this next scene at 7 minutes, 32 seconds. And this scene, the drift, Jaeger tech, this is when they mind meld, which was really nice. This had a ton of nuances, which is same thing, tons of stuff going on. But it's their voices. So you've got two brains melding together and they can hear each other. So the brains are like all the voices that they have in their heads are going around your room. It's kind of a really cool scene. It's like, but it is, it gives you that sense of overload, which is what they're getting. Okay. If you know what I mean. So like this one here felt like that Strange Days that I always reference where you could hear in the back of everybody's head, back of your room, you could hear what people were thinking, like it's in your head. Well, same thing here, but you're being overloaded with your brain and the other person's brain. So the sounds are going and they're circling around your room. Really, really nice. Let's move along to 11 minutes even. And this one I called Punch because they're fighting a kaiju, the first battle that we really see. And they punch the opening part of this scene in particular that I stamped, that you get that punch. Really nice bass. Of course, your room is filled with that. See what I was talking about? Redundancy. But a lot of mechanical noises going on behind you as they reload for the next punch. The kaiju's falling into the water, sounds going on all around your room. Just a really, really cool scene here. Keeps on going. Just let it play out. Like, I'm probably going to say that this entire movie. So, all right. At 14 minutes and 1 second, blast. And this is where he finally trying to take down the kaiju and he lets off this giant blast. But what I really liked is you start at the 1401, let that play out for a little bit because it transitions back to like home base and the electronics. And the 3D here was really cool because you had that 3D hovering in front of the characters that are on the screen. In 4K, it looked really nice. Going to 3D, great sense of depth, even obviously deeper sense of depth as things came off the screen, characters went into the screen. Really, really cool. All right, moving along quickly. Let's see, what do we got coming up at 15 minutes and 53 seconds? Oh, cool. We have Echo. And this is actually a nice subtlety. I like this. We're learning as we go here. This is fun. I forgot about this one. We're going to go through these scenes. All right. This scene here, he's coming out. Riley Beckett. Riley's coming out. He survived. His brother didn't. He's coming out onto the shore. He's just, you know, beached his mecha thing, and he is coming out onto the shore, but he's like, just, you know, everything that's going on has gone on with his head, be it explosions, being ripped apart from his brother, mind-wise, all of that. You can hear a slight ringing. That's pretty cool. Listen for that in your room, and it's slightly elevated in your room, too. I felt like the ringing was, like, slightly over my head, but, like, ringing around the room. Also, at his breath, listen to his breath in your room. It echoes. It's like his, whatever he say, it's like you're in his, still slightly in his head. So he takes a breath, he's like, and it's echoing into your room, which is really nice. Like I said, I wasn't expecting to find these subtleties right away or at all, because I just, sitting down to do this, I just remember being bombarded. So pretty cool there. All right, that was a nice surprise. What do we got coming up at 1808? Let's see. Oh, this is a fun one. This one here is a mistake, and I'm going to point it. It's really cool scene, and you're going to love it on your screen and the sound, the way it pans and everything. That's really cool. But then I'm going to point out why I call it a mistake, where it's, I named it Voices. All right. So what happened? Idris Elba here is, he's talking to the panel, and they're telling him what's going to happen. They're shutting him down and all of that, right? So you have all these people like Hollywood Squares up on the screen talking to him. And the character in the middle is mostly talking the whole time. Pretty cool. But then the character on the screen in the top left square, he says something. And it was pretty cool because the sound moved over to him. So you could hear like it was him talking up on the top left of your screen, because you're looking at the same big screen he's looking. So your big screen is the big screen, right? Here's why that's a mistake. When I was a kid and I watched Hollywood Squares, the sound came from the speaker on the TV. Wherever you are, whatever monitor he's on, I'm sure I don't think they have surround sound for the people on the screen. It should only be on that, like whatever speaker is giving it to you. So all of these people should be coming from the same speaker. I don't think each individual person on that one screen gets their own speaker in a setup like this. It you know what I mean? It would have made more sense if it all came from the center channel. But they wanted to dress it up, which I appreciate. Oh, and that I forgot to even mention. Opening scene. Let's back up a second here. Go back to the opening scene. You don't have to go back. But in the 3D version, the mistake that they made, similar to this, they were so excited to do 3D that if you watch that opening scene, the 1 minute, 14 seconds, first kaiju part. So the kaiju lands, and I was so excited telling you about the base and everything, right? Well, the picture, the 3D version, they have some news clippings, okay? Well, they're showing you a television screen. And in that, when they put the television screen up on your screen, so now you're seeing that with the overlay underneath, like local news, blah, 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 and they have the banner going along the bottom. The banner is separated from the screen. That never happens. When you're watching TV in your living room and there's a banner on the screen, that banner is flat to the screen because your TV is not in 3D. So it's wrong. That should have been flat, because we weren't watching it live with a banner going across our eyes so that we could, you know what I mean? So it's like that was 3D that shouldn't have been there in 3D, because you were looking at something that was flat. Okay, if you know what I mean. All right, let's get back to where we were. So we had just done 1808. We did the voices, which were incorrectly placed because it should have been at the center channel because it was all one speaker. All righty, we're up to date. Let's move along to 2602 and see what we have here. And we have Welcome to the Shatter Dome. And this here is Idris Elba's bringing Raleigh down to, I forget his name. I'm giving a character's name and a real person's name. Sorry about that, everybody. But anyways, he's bringing him down to the Shatter Dome. I think that's what he said. Welcome to the Shatter Dome. But listen to the differences in sound of their voices when they're in the hallway. A lot of echo. And then they go into the Shatter Dome. And there's not as much echo in their voices. But also, as they're walking down the hallway just before they go into the Shatter Dome and the doors open, listen to all the stuff going. There's like mechanical stuff, work being done all around the room. Really cool. Then the doors open. Really nice. Pans across the front. Really cool sounds. Very mechanical. Lots of ticking and stuff like that. Then they go in, and I felt like the sound opened up because now they're in a bigger room instead of those. They're big hallways that they were in, but they're still hallways. And now they're in the Shatter Dome. I think that's what he says. But it just, the sound stage got more expansive because those noises felt like they were now further away. Really good job there. 3D, the 3D picture looked, it got even more expansive as well. Like you looked like you were looking deeper into the room because you are. So now the sense of depth on the 3D was really cool here because you go from a hallway, the confinements of a hallway that you could drive a truck down, but again, still a hallway, into this big giant room. So now you're looking further into the background for other details. That was a lot of fun. So I felt like the 4K, let's summarize, the 4K, you had the opportunity to have a wider, in it, the sound stage got bigger in 3D. The visuals got bigger. The sound stage got slightly bigger, just not as dynamic. Didn't show it off as much for the sound, but the combination of your eyes there, I think that's what gives this scene a push. I mean, that's why I said, I'm like, it's a great experience in 3D, but 4K is really, really good too. So, again, all right, I still got a bunch to go here. All right, let's move along to 38 minutes and 8 seconds. And I don't know what we have here, but we're going to find out. And we have candidate trials. And this here is nice transition from the mess hall area. You get a nice bass thump, but then we go into the candidate trials, and it's basically they're battling using the sticks, and just listen to the crispness of those sticks. Listen to the thumps with each hit. Really, really cool. And again, the 3D version, nice picture, really nice sense of depth of the 3D, kind of like you're standing there watching this. But the sound just didn't have the same, the sticks didn't have the same clickiness to them, if you will, because you just don't have that same dynamic feel. And again, you have to go back pretty quickly, flip between 3D and 4K to get the two different versions and hear them back to back to be able to really tell a difference, because there is a difference, but it's pretty minor, but it is there. So that's I wanted to make note of that. The Atmos is that it's just slightly that much better, and it gives you the clicky felt a little bit more realistic to me. All right. Let's see. What do we have? We're at 41 minutes, 59 seconds. We're on our 12th timestamp here. Like I said, we're going all the way to 41 timestamps. So if you need to take a pee break, now would be the time. We're about a third, quarter of the way through. So hit pause, come back, and we'll be talking about 41 minutes and 59 seconds. And we have Drift Compatible here. This one, another subtlety. So Riley and Mako, I believe her name was, they're having a conversation in the hallway. They're going back to their quarters, and he's trying to convince her that they're Drift Compatible. They can do all that, whatever the conversation is about. But pay attention to what's going on the left side of your screen and the sounds that are coming out of the left side of your screen, because they're in a hallway and people are walking by. He's like talking to her. Her back is up against the wall on the right side of your screen, and he's facing her and people are walking down the hallway. Really nice. You got some nice pans going on the left side of your screen as these people are walking by. They start to come back on the left side of my screen, and they fade off as they get towards my screen, towards the front of the room. I thought that was pretty cool. It's very subtle. And in a movie like this, where we've been bombarded, happy to find that scene. All right. At 44 minutes and 18 seconds, we have, I don't know what we have because I haven't gotten there yet. So let's check it out. I'm going to check it out and then we'll report back. Oh man, this is Drifted. This is the one, this is a really good scene. This here is as close as you can get to what my memory of Strange Days, like I said. So Charlie Day, I forget his name in the movie, Doctor something, but he drifts with a kaiju, one of the brains that they have there, and he goes in and it like beats him up. But anyways, when he goes in, you get that nice bass thump of like you're going in, like boom, your room goes boom. And then you go in and all of the noises and sounds all around the room, because you're seeing what the kaiju has seen, his memories are memory. But it, again, it's really nice, because what it actually did is you go in and you'll see a kaiju, like you'll see them walking across like the underworld area, and you'll see some like on a bridge. It gave some sense of perception with the sound, which was really cool. In 3D, you got that sense of perception as well. But in the 4K with the Atmos, that bass and the way things moved around your room, and that the atmosphere, the atmosphere that sound gave you as things were moving and spinning, it even felt like your overhead speakers. I didn't check it. I don't know if the sound was actually going, you know, in a counterclockwise from my overheads, but it felt like that. So lots going on here, lots to check out. Definitely check that one out. I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to put that in right now. I'm going to give that 2 boxes of popcorn. So that gives it, so basically that's almost like 6 boxes of popcorn, because this whole thing is 4 boxes of popcorn. It's insane for sound. So, all right, enough on that. Definitely check that one out. And let's go along to 50 minutes and 57 seconds and see what we have here. And we have calibration complete. And this is where Mako and Rally, they get into the machine for the first time together. We get really nice bass. The room just comes alive. So much going on. The motion that the machines are making, everything, them melding, all of that stuff is going on. And again, it's just another bass heavy, insane scene. And that was it. This is at 50 minutes and 57 seconds. We're not jumping very far. We're going to 51:34, which is only 34 seconds later. So let's see what's there. I was going to almost watch the whole thing and tell you all about it at once, but why break what we're doing now? This is fun. Let's check this out at 51:34. And we have Listen to Me. So this is where Mako's starting to drift out of the drift. Okay. She's starting to fade out. So Riley's trying to bring her back in. So he's saying, listen to me. Don't, you know, whatever. All of the things he's saying, but listen to the echo that you're getting here. Really cool. Cause he's on the left side of your screen. She's kind of center on the screen, but his voice is over here, but it's also echoing. When I say over here, I'm pointing to the left side of my room. Yeah, he's doing that. But his voice, he's over there, but his voice is moving around the room. It's echoing around the room, and all the while everything else is going on as well, as they're trying to get control of everything here. And again, we're not jumping very far at all. That was 51 minutes and 34 seconds. We're going to go to 52:25, which isn't even like a minute later. So let's get to that one and see what we got there. And we have Just a Memory, and this is where Mako is she's remembering her first time, I guess, but when the kaiju attacked her city. And amazing bass here. But let this play out for a little bit, and it's at like the 53 minutes and 9 seconds, right around there, but let it play out, because it is amazing. There's a lot of stuff going on. When she runs down the alley, she's coming at you on the screen, and the kaiju's coming from the right. You can't see it. It's off screen behind a building, but debris is going by and landing on the left side. That's really cool. Tremendous bass throughout this. But then when he says, Riley is standing there in the suit, so he's in her memory talking to the little girl, herself as a little girl, and he says to her, he's like, just a memory, it's just a memory, don't let it, just relax, it's just a memory. But there's a bass punch here that I felt up through the floor and into my chest. It is so hard. It is so deep. It is so punctual, is just, it's so visceral. It's amazing. It's just, but like I said, it's right around the 53 minute and 8 set, whatever it is, but you can't miss it. It's just boom. I mean, the puddle on the ground that's on the screen, you see that shake, similar to Jurassic Park with the T-Rex, right? This is T-Rex times 10. Just, it's that big of a punch in my room. It shook me. It shook the room. It shook me, and I felt it in my chest. Really, really cool. All right, moving along to 57 minutes and 26 seconds. Let's see what we got. And we have chatter. So this is where we meet Ron Perlman, and we're in this like lab area in a pretty cool scene. Kind of quiets down, but still a ton going on. We hear the sound of spurs as he's walking towards you, but listen for the chatter that's going on all around the room, because it's like you're in a circular room. There's vials of on the wall, green things on the wall, all that stuff. But there's people all around you in this room, and supposedly they're talking. But at the 57 minute and 26 second mark, listen to the guy on the left side of your room, slightly outside of where your speaker would be placed, off the screen. You hear a noise, and it sounds like he goes, oh. And it's just, that's it. Oh, it's just weird. And I thought that was kind of funny, because there was no place for it. You didn't hear anybody else say anything. Just a guy off to the side goes, oh. So check that one out. Fun little detail. Like, what is that? And like, did the sound designer know? And like, I'm going to put this funny noise here because there's no reason for it. You can hear ambient sounds of people chattering, talking. But that one, oh, and like I said, it's at 57:26. It's pretty funny. All right. Next up at 1 hour, we're at the 1 hour mark, everybody, halfway, but only halfway into the movie, but we're only at the 18th stamp, and we got 41 to go, so we're almost halfway on the stamps here. All right, at 1 hour and 32 seconds, I don't know what we got something, and we have a helicopter, and this one is going to take a minute to explain. This is really cool. I just gave it 2 boxes of popcorn listening to this back. I watched it a few times. I'm watching it trying to figure out what I saw, and it took me a few back and forth to be able to figure out what I was hearing and what I was seeing. All right, so it started at the 1 hour and 32 second mark, right? And look behind Idris Elba as the scene plays out. It takes a few seconds, but you'll see a helicopter go by off in the window in the background, the opening in the wall, if you will, because I don't even know if it's a window. So in the background, you'll see a helicopter fly by just in the window. Now, also pay attention on your screen. Look up at the top and listen for a helicopter at the middle of your screen. And then it pans off almost like it's going across the top of your screen. That little tiny. So what you need to do is get a frame of reference of this little helicopter. Okay. So the helicopter is on your screen. It's little. It's way in the background behind Idris Elba. Then as the scene plays out, now the scene shifts, the camera angle shifts, but now you can hear that helicopter going overhead in this room, but it feels like it's going across the top of your screen and off to the right. The reason I had to watch this scene a few times is because that helicopter, I didn't know what it was. I heard a noise going across the top of my screen, and I'm like, what is that? Like, why is that there? It sounded like a helicopter, right? I didn't recognize it 100% as a helicopter, because you have the score going on, which is nice. Their dialogue, Idris Elba's controlling himself. Then he loses his temper a little bit. Like, don't mistake my demeanor, whatever he says. But what's going on? I couldn't figure it out, but I had to keep backing it up to the 1 hour, 32 second mark. And that's when I noticed the helicopter in the background, because why would I be looking at him? I should be looking at the character on the screen, Idris Elba, right? I should be looking at him. But notice the helicopter in the background, and now I put the two together, and I was able to talk about this clip. That's why I gave it 2 boxes of popcorn. Pretty cool detail. Not sure you heard that one before. So I look at that. I've already found like 2 or 3 already as we're going along, and we're not even halfway through. Wow, so much fun to get to. All right, our 19th stamp, 1 hour, 1 minute, 20 seconds, and let's see what we got. Is it a big banger, or is it a little detail? And actually, it's sirens, but actually, instead of being at 1 hour, 1 minute, and 20 seconds, let's back it up even further to 1 hour and 1 minute and 12 seconds, because at the 20-second mark is when we get the sirens, But what was cool about this scene, and when I must have stamped it just for that at the 20, so let's back it up to the 12, so you get the huge bass coming from the kaiju, and then apparently it fell and dies here, or whatever, and you get the silence, the crumbling on the left side of your screen, and then that siren as the little girl's on the screen covering her ears. But you hear that siren go, the like air raid sirens going off, then very quiet. But it was that transition that I really liked, going from the amazing bass that felt like the bass was coming from every speaker in your room to just literally silence with a little crumbling going on the left front of your room. And then the air raid sound way off in the distance. Really, really cool. All right, 20th scene at 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 13 seconds. We have opening up, and this is where the little girl, she's wandering through the city, and Idris Elba comes, he's about to come out of his machine, okay, his giant robot. She turns around at this timestamp at 1 hour, 2 minutes, 13 seconds. She turns around and sees, now you're looking at her on the screen, and you can hear the mechanics of the robot behind you. But then as the scene plays out, the camera shifts to now you're looking at the robot and you hear the hatches opening up so that he can come out. The sound shifted from the rear of your room to the front of your room. Nice transition there, that because it's everything that's going on around the room, it again, these aren't discrete sounds. They're discrete for what is going on. And that's why, like, when I talk about this particular scene or any of these scenes, there's so much else going on around the rest of the room that it's hard to call it discrete. But this opening, you know, where they're opening up the hatch, that's going on in the right rear of your room, kind of off the wall, in my room, off the rear corner. And then when the scene shifts, it goes to almost like the left side front of your room. But again, you have the score filling your room. You have other sounds going on around your room. So it's kind of cool because there's so much going on. There's so much ambient sounds going on, atmospheric sounds, Atmos, that it's hard to call it discrete, but it really is. It's just, they're placing these things because that's what's going on the scene. Really, really cool. Really lots and lots of detail in this movie. Lots. All right. Moving along to scene 21 at 1 hour and 7 minutes even. Pretty simple. Deployed. All the machines are going out to kill the kaijus. It's just, so I said 1 hour, 7 minutes even. You could start it there, back it up 10, 15 seconds. It's just amazing. You've got, I mean, as it play the sound, I honestly can't describe these scenes to you. It like the rest of this movie, this scene, I should say. I mean, you have bass thumps from the kaijus that are walking. You have helicopters going across the top of your screen, carrying other, you know, robots. I don't know what else to say. I'm sorry. It's, you know, overload, but it is amazing. Watch the scene. I watched it a few times and tried to like come up with a way I could talk about this. It is just amazing. I'm giving it 2 boxes of popcorn. It's like I said, in the bass. All right, here's one. Let's go with this. As the mechanical one that's walking, right? The robot's walking. He starts on the left side of your screen. You got 2 robots in the air. Their feet are going by on the top right part of your screen. But that bass is thumping, and your brain is telling you it's thumping across the front of your room. When you know, like, my subwoofers haven't moved. They're not moving across the room, but it's the way they're manipulating this bass sound to sound like it. That thing just walked across the front of my room, shook my entire house. But again, your eyes are overwhelmed. In 3D, they look amazing because the ones that are flying that are further away, there's a nice sense of depth there. The rain that is falling, you got 3D rain in the room. You can hear it's sensory overload. Is that what, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to take a nap somewhere in the middle of this. If you would like to take a nap, now would be the time. Hit pause. We're halfway through. I think I might. I don't know. No, I'm going to get, I'm powering on. You know, that's what I do for my listeners. I power on this. It's a tough job, but somebody's going to do it. All right. Scene 22. 1 hour, 10 minutes, 50 seconds. What do we got? Splashes. So they're fighting the kaijus. Big battle. Lots going on around your room. But what I made note of here is, like, most of the battle is taking place above the water. They're splashing around in the water. But this right here at 1 hour, 10 minutes and 50 seconds, they actually splash and go into the water. And there's a quick second where you go under the water. So the sound in your room gets muffled like you're underwater again. Really, really nice. Really cool. Cause everything that's going on, it was a quick little 1 second break from the intensity of the sound. And then you go under the water and it's, but then the splashes too, listen to them go across your room to the back of your room. The splashes take place at the front of the room, of course, on the screen, and you hear them land behind you. Lots and lots of detail there, but I like that detail of going under the water too. All right, 23rd scene at 1 hour, 14 minutes and 9 seconds. We have an EMP. Basically, I think that's what it was. It was an EMP, and it goes out and shuts down all the machines. All of them shut down. And it, obviously, we know where this story is going here, because there's one machine that's not affected by this. Woo-hoo! But yeah, that EMP ringing out and go, and they played it over and over, like, okay, here comes a wave, and it went whoosh across the room. Then they show you another aspect, and whoosh, it goes across the room, front to back, those electrical noise, that's plus the bass, so much going on, but it just sweeps through your room multiple times as this scene plays out. Really, really cool. All right, 1 hour, 16 minutes, 42 seconds, our next scene, our 24th scene, let's see what we got. Overheads. We have use of our overheads here. Again, this is probably going to be considered subtle, yet this scene is anything but subtle. So we have, everybody's escaping to get underground to the subway area to be the protection, to get some protection from these kaijus, right? In the city. And they're running, and I forget his name. I forget the doctor there. He's running, the one that drifted with the kaiju. He's running and he keeps looking up because now they're underneath the city and the kaijus are walking around above you. So you're getting that base overhead. That's what this scene, it's very quick. He gets into that room and then the doors close. We get nice base there. But what I want you to pay attention to is every time he's looking up, it sounds like they're walking over your head. And again, it's subtle because there's so much else going on. You have at room level, you have the crowd noise. You have the people stomping on the ground, running for cover, right? You have everything going. You have sirens going off in the background, like the warning sounds. All of that stuff's going on. But as people are running and they're looking up, you can hear, like, it sounds like your room is being stepped on, which is really cool. That's why, that's what makes this so amazing, is because we know bass isn't as localized, but the Atmos speakers are in full play here. They're giving you that sound, bringing your ears up there, bringing your brain up there, but yet you're still feeling it. And it feels like, it felt like my room could crumble. It felt like stuff was going to fall off of the ceiling. It felt like I was being stepped on. Really, really cool. All right. At 25, scene 25. 25. We're not even into the 30s yet. Okay. At 1 hour, 18 minutes, 11 seconds, we got something good. I know it's going to be good. And yep, it is dropping in. This is Riley and Mako, whatever they're calling her. They get dropped in to defend the city, to save everybody, and the sound is awesome. I mean, there's a vibration bass here that just takes over the room, but you also get the sound of them dropping into the water, so you get a little bit of that underwater sound that I talked about a few seconds ago, and but then you get the splashes, but the bass, the vibration, it's in the score, I believe, then the noise is going on as the robots are getting ready to fight. So much going on here. But yeah, that dropping in, the bass that you hear, the vibration, this one here felt like it was coming from all around me. jumping to this scene, and it was like the bass was like up here at like ear level, just vibrating in on me. Really, really cool. All right, at 1 hour, 19 minutes even, our 26th theme, we have thrown, as in thrown across the city, not thrown as in Game of Thrones. Yeah, they're thrown across the city, which is really cool because, of course, room's fully engaged. Crap load going on all around you. The defecation is hitting the rotary oscillator. Your room is alive. And then the kaiju picks them up and throws the robot. And you get silence. Kinda. It's just like flying across. And then they land. Bang! And then the defecation hits the rotary oscillator again. All over again. Fantastic scene. All right. At 1 hour, 21 minutes, 27 seconds. We're 1 hour, 21 minutes, 27 seconds. We have our 27th scene. All right. What do we got? We have For the Birds. And that's kaiju and the robot. They're fighting. They're battling. And just like when two people battle and they lock up shoulders and they're pushing on each other, the kaiju is pushing the robot and his feet go sliding across, like, I guess it's the shore area, the parking lot, but there's a little metal post, not little, big post that you'd like anchor a boat to, and the foot is sliding across the screen. Really cool. Lots of loud noises going on leading up to this. Your room, again, alive. Defecation, rotary oscillator, you know the story. All right, it's sliding. Now this foot, the robot's foot is sliding, so you hear the asphalt breaking. It's moving from left to right, from right to left. It's on the right side of your room, starts to slide, but you see that little post there with a bird sitting on top of it. It slides over. Everything's getting a little bit more quieter, like it's settling down a little, and it slides over. It hits and breaks the post. You hear that ting right at the middle of your room. And then that bird flies off to the left. Pretty cool. Just a little tweet, 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 whatever he makes the noise. But a pretty cool little sound. And I liked the pacing of this because, again, it's been a huge battle. Tons going on. Rotary oscillator is a mess. And then you get this nice little pacing of a ding, 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 ding. And then everything comes alive again after the bird flies away. Pretty cool. All right. Speaking of coming alive, 28th scene at 1 hour, 22 minutes, 32 seconds. It's above us. Remember this timestamp. 1 hour, 22 minutes, 32 seconds. Burn that into your brain. When anybody ever asks you for one of the greatest overhead examples of Atmos, this is one of the scenes, if not the scene. Nothing's coming to mind that beats it right now. If you've got it, let me know. We'll talk about it on Takeover Tuesday. But this scene here, three boxes of popcorn, red triangle to designate overhead. It's above us. So when you start this scene at 1 hour and 22 minutes and 32 seconds, again, burn that into your brain. Much like District 9 and I forgot it, because I'm thinking of this scene. But with that engine shutting off, that's a base scene. That's a detailed base scene that I'll never forget. Well, here's it's above us, this scene here. So they're in that tunnel. This is like before when I said overheads, okay? But now it's quieter. So when you start this scene at the 32-second mark of 1 hour and 22 minutes, it's very quiet. You hear the people talking, and you can hear the kaiju moving above them. Boom. Boom. What's cool as this plays out is take a look at how the lights are placed overhead. They're little round lights. As I'm sitting in my room, I have my overhead speakers placed one behind me, slightly behind me at the 45, and one in front of me at the 45. So I get the nice pan here. Notice and I almost said speakers. Notice the lights in the scene as they're shooting. So you can see the lights on the hanging down from the ceiling, and you're looking, you're above the crowd, and you're looking down at the crowd, and the camera shot is showing you the ceiling as well. The lights are placed like if your Atmos speakers were just going off into your screen. I don't know if they did that on purpose or if it's just a coincidence, but in my room, my Atmos speakers are placed where Dolby told me to place them. And as you look into the screen, those lights are placed almost identically, like if it just kept on going, as my speakers kept on, my overheads kept on going. That's pretty cool. But then also, let this play out, because I said we're starting at the 32-second mark here, and then it by the 145 mark, you get a thump of all thumps of it. It's a jump scene. I felt it in my gut, but you can also feel it at, like, around the room, but it sounds like it came from overhead. It's an amazing scene. Play it over and over. That's three boxes of popcorn. It's 1 hour, 22 minutes, 32 seconds. It sounds quiet. You hear the overheads are working. It's really cool, but then at the 45-second mark, 44-second mark, whatever it is, just all of a sudden, it's like, boom! Like, it is loud. It is visceral. It's like it's coming down on you. It's an amazing, amazing scene. It's going to be hard to beat that one. I don't know what we have left here. We have we're coming up to on the 29th scene. We're going to 41. I don't know if we can beat that one. That one might be my favorite of the movie so far. But yeah, let's move along to the 29th scene at 1 hour, 28 minutes and 12 seconds. What do we got? We got For My Family. Two boxes of popcorn, one triangle for going up. We're going upstairs. We're going up top again. Great, great scene for overheads. And this is what makes this movie so hard to break down. All right, so my timestamp is at 1 hour, 28 minutes and 12 seconds. So I start my scene there, and I'm like listening. What am I listening for? Okay, so stuff's going on. This is where they've been pulled up into the air, and they're bringing out the sword, which is pretty cool. It's like a chain, but then it like locks in and becomes a full sword. That sounds really cool. So I'm listening for this scene, and I'm like, this is really nice. I like this. But what am I noticing out of this scene? What is interesting out of this scene? This is what I'm thinking as I'm watching this play out. And I'm like, because it's pretty much just an assault, right? Of sounds, of senses, of everything that's going on, which is pretty much what this movie is. So how do I break this out? What am I getting? And oh, there it is. Here it comes. It's like, boom. They stab the kaiju. They separate and you get that quiet. And I was like, oh, that was really nice. That maybe that's what I wanted to stamp. Was that what it was? All right. So pretty cool. They're separating. Nice transition there. That's not it. All of a sudden, the robot, the voice of the robot, the whatever you call it, inside the robot, it comes out from overhead, giving them warning signs. Clear as day. It is hovering over my head. It's like all four speakers are playing the sound. It's not behind me. It's not in front of me. It's not on the sides. I hear the warning signs, the warning voice over my head. The computer's talking to me over my head right after that that separation, and you get that gap, everything, because it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Two boxes of popcorn and obviously the overhead to distinguish it so that you know that it's an Atmos effect. This isn't atmospheric. This is another great scene where they use the overheads. Fantastic. All right. 30th scene at 1 hour, 32 minutes and 6 seconds. We get Reset the Clock, and this is just a fun transition. Idris Elba's given, you know, his speech, and he says, reset the clock, and then they go to the city, and you go right in, and you get a helicopter pan from the right rear of your room, comes down the side, and goes right across the front. Really cool. All right. Moving along to the 31st scene. Let's get to 1 hour, 33 minutes, and 9 seconds. And we are going inside the kaiju, inside his brain. So what's really cool here is we have Ron Perlman and the doctor there. They're on the street and they're talking on a radio. So you might want to back it up a little bit more, because I think at the 1 hour, 33 and 9 seconds is when we actually just jump. It's a jump cut right inside. So back it up a little more, just like 5 seconds or so, just so you get the atmospheric sounds of being on a street, right? On the sidewalk, talking on a radio. And then listen to how your room opens up when you go inside the kaiju. So now they're inside and they're looking for the secondary brain. You have squeaky noise, like they're walking on sponges type noises, because they're walking inside his brain or whatever. But listen to how all of the noise, the ambient sounds around your room, it opens up because there's more sounds because it's a more enclosed area. If you were like on a street, you know, it just goes, right? Well, now they're inside, but you hear the noises, like the barrier around them, the walls around them, they're making noises because it's organic and everything is going on. It's like all of those noises, but then they go back to the street. So let the scene play out for a little bit. They go back to the street and you hear them and you hear their voices through the walkie talkies. And then they go back inside. Just listen to that transition and how your room opens and closes sonically. Pretty cool. The 3D version of this, when you go inside, was really nice. Really nice sense of depth in there. The sound sounded almost as good. Again, very, very close. But the 3D here, when you went inside, gave you that really nice sense. Like, there's the brain hanging there, and you can see around it and stuff. It's a pretty cool scene. All right, at 32, at 1 hour, 35 minutes, and 52 seconds, what do we got? Ugly little, I'm not going to say it, but this is a scene where Ron Perlman, he throws his knife into the front of the kaiju that's dead, or you think it's dead, the baby one that's on the ground, and he's like, oh, yeah, and he's like, well, he buys it. Ron Perlman buys it big time. Really cool pacing here for sound and everything, because you knew it was such good pacing, you knew it was coming, right? The first time I saw this movie, I'm like, well, the thing's going to eat him. It's because when the sound goes to that quiet in your room, you know, you could hear him pull that knife out, pull that out. And it's like, all right, we're getting really quiet. And there's a pause there that, as far as movie making goes, like, why is there a pause here? I mean, there was such a long pause that your brain had time to think, like, something's going to happen here, because why are they pausing on this scene? It should have jumped to something else. And then all of a sudden the thing wakes up, or whatever, and just whoop, bites him. Not a huge sound. It was a huge sound. Sorry. Not a huge bass feel here, because I don't think it demanded it. It's just a baby kaiju. But the sound, the crunch, the rah, and then it lifts him up and rah, 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 rah. Cool scene. Nice. I think they meant it as a jump scene, but you just knew it was coming, especially the way this movie's going, where you're just overwhelmed with sound all the way through. And you get this nice quiet, something's going to happen after that. You have to have something. So they were setting you up. And we're too smart for that, right? We know what's coming. Scene 33, we're getting down there. Scene 33 at 1 hour, 44 minutes, and 33 seconds. And we have another one of these neural handshakes. This is where now two guys go in, similar to what they do to operate these robots. It takes two people to do it. Well, they do drift in with kaiju again, but two guys do it. So you get that, you know, Strange Days effect again, even more. It's like a kaleidoscape on drugs, which is like crazy, because when you look at a kaleidoscape, you think it's a kaleidoscope. I'm sorry. When you look at a kaleidoscope when you were a kid, I got kaleidoscape on my brain. Kaleidoscope when you were a kid, that was supposedly, I guess people said that's what it was like to be on drugs. Well, now it's like that, only that on drugs. So it's amplified because they had all these different images on the screen going crazy, which in 3D looked fantastic. You had the sounds going whishing around your room. I felt like it was counterclockwise. Just a really, really fun scene. All right. At 1 hour, 48 minutes, 41 seconds. I got so many numbers going here. Scene number 34, we have going up. And so Idris Elba's in his robot, they're under the water, and the kaiju is about to come out through the breach or whatever, the opening, and it goes up. But that's what I really liked about this scene. It's, again, stuff going on all over the place. But when that kaiju pans by your screen and it's panning up, now it's the bait. It felt like it was the sound in your room was going up at the front of your room. I don't know how they did it. Maybe it's an illusion in your head because you're hearing all this and you're seeing all this. 3D looked fantastic on this because you felt like you could look around that kaiju as it went by you on the screen. 4K looked amazing because it looked like you could look around it as it went by you on the screen. It just, and the sound, the bass, the vibration that you're getting as this thing is going up, it felt like the sound, like as it went by, I felt like my overheads were grabbing me, but then like millisecond or before it was down low, then back up. And then down, so it felt like it was going by. An amazing scene. Again, this entire movie is just an amazing, I don't know. I'm getting speechless here. So let's go before I just sit here in dead air. All right. Moving on to scene 35 at 1 hour, 53 minutes, 31 seconds. Sacrifice. And that's what I could call it. I gave it one box of popcorn. What happened? Idris Elba, they explode their robot to take out the kaiju, take out the giant kaiju, and the explosion is awesome. We get a great punch, like an immediate, I think it was two of them. We get like a boom and then a boom after that, that like really nice, felt it in your chest, felt it in your seat. But then as the explosion goes out, because they're underwater, the other kaiju, not kaiju, the other robot, with Riley and Mako in it, they have to put their sword into the seafloor and then brace themselves. And what was cool is when you first see that, the debris is going by from left to right, but then they change camera angles and now the debris is going by from right to left and it's further away. And then as it slows down, as the explosion dissipates, you see some dead fish coming in and you can hear them flopping on the seafloor in front of you. And it actually pans appropriately. You see that here, the fish go flop, flop, flop from right to left. Really nice scene. Very visceral punch to the chest when that explosion happens at the beginning of the scene. Really, really cool. That's why I gave it a box of popcorn. All right. Getting down to the final few here. Scene 36 at 1 hour, 55 minutes and 48 seconds. We got something. And we have a correction. Not 48 seconds, 40 seconds. Back that up because this is their in. I'm calling it their in. And this is where they're trying to get into the breach so that they can get in there and end this off once and for all. And the lightning that's going on as they're coming down, as the robot is coming down in the water, it's to get into the breach. Like you could hear that lightning go. It felt like it was coming off of my walls. It felt like it was coming into my room off of my walls. It just as it came down. Really, really cool scene. Again, lots of bass, lots of fun, but check out that lightning. All right. Scene 37 at 1 hour, 46 minutes and 49 seconds. We've got a typo. Now a typo. I said 1 hour, 46 minutes. I meant to say 1 hour, 56 minutes and 49 seconds. And we have ejected. And this is where they're ejecting out so that they're going to explode their nuclear, because this is the nuclear powered robot. So they're going to explode that to end this once and for all. So they need to eject. And one of them ejects. And that's what goes by on your screen. Really cool. Coming at you. They're going up, but the camera is obviously up. It's coming at you, so it comes at you. Sound goes right over your head, right to the rear of the room. Felt to me like it was overhead and slightly to the right. So I could hear it come over me and to the right, and then you hear it go by up, you know, to the rear of the room. Pretty cool scene. 38th scene at 1 hour, 57 minutes, 35 seconds. Oh, we're getting to the end here. What do we got? We got electricity. So this scene here, like I said, 1 hour, 57 minutes, 35 seconds. Listen for the electricity that's going on in your overheads. So the robot's falling through the opening. And that you see on your screen, you'll hear lightning and you'll see the lightning, but it's way off in the distance as they pan. First, you'll see it go through the opening, the robot, and then the camera changes to a distant shot of just watching it fall into the vast area, right? But you'll see the lightning coming down on the left and the right of your screen as the robot's in the middle of the screen. But also listen for your overheads where you can hear the ching. Just very minor, but it's going on in your overheads too, giving you that sense that, okay, this is what's going on over there. It's not, you're not hearing the sounds, the lightning and the electricity around you as much as you are just hearing it over your head. Really, really nice. Nice effect there, giving you that audible sense of depth. Really cool. Obviously, this is a really, really nice scene in 3D because now it looks even further away. It looks deeper into your screen. Gives great sense of depth here. All right, final three. Scene number 39 at 1 hour, 58 minutes, and 24 seconds. Chest Engine. I gave it a box of popcorn. This is, so the camera is panning down. You've got like 18 seconds before the robot goes boom, nuclear explosion. But the chest part of the robot is just like shoot, like a jet engine. And that noise, that bass, it is so loud. It is so, like, it felt like on my chest. I could feel that vibration, that like burning onto me. It's hard to describe. You have to feel it. Set it to reference level and just sit back, and it's like the maximum commercial. It's amazing. The rest of your room is the score, the boom, boom, boom going on. It's everything is loud in your room, but that vibration, it's so visceral. You can just feel it. So I can't even imagine. I don't have the tactile transducers. I don't need them. I'm getting the feels. I can't even imagine what those things are doing in this scene in particular, because they've just got to be pushing on you, which to me is incorrect. You should feel this scene in your chest. So if you're just feeling it up through your seat, it'd be nice. If you don't know the difference, it's going to feel fantastic. But this scene here, you really should just be feeling this, like it's that vibration is coming right at you, hitting you in the chest and bum, 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 bum. It's just an amazing scene. That's why I gave it a box of popcorn. All right, second to last, 40, at 1 hour, 58 minutes, 51 seconds. Meltdown, one box of popcorn, and this is where, this is the explosion. And really, really, again, looking down on it, and boom, everything comes at you. The sound, the debris, if you will, whatever, things are whizzing by your room. Really nice. It's quick. Takes maybe 5 seconds of sound of just boom, and you get that big boom, and then your room, like you're looking down on it, and everything just whizzes right by you. Really, really nice. Big payoff. Really nice. And then, of course, the ship comes out. He ejected, and the ships are coming out. Now we go to the surface, and we get a little bit quiet, and then we have this last scene, scene 41. We've made it through. Thanks for sticking in, hanging on. We're at 2 hours, 1 minute, 55 seconds. Helicopters, two boxes of popcorn, a triangle pointing up. So Riley and Mako, whatever her name was, they're on their little raft. He's come back to life or whatever. She saves him. And you can hear the helicopters coming because the camera is like on their face. Close up side shot of the two of them. They're like love interests now. Do they kiss or not? I just remember the end part of this. Just watched it. And you can hear the helicopters coming, but then the camera pulls back and you see the helicopters coming at you in a reverse V formation. They just pan out over, and it's your overheads, helicopters going by over your head, one after the other, boom, 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 in that V form. You're looking at them on the screen, but they're panning by. Amazing overhead effect using these helicopters. Another scene, a great movie for overheads. I don't know what else to say. Do I have to say anything else? I just broke down 41 scenes, huge, for a movie that it's like, just hit play and just enjoy. That's all you got to do. I loved this movie. I love this movie. This has been one that has been daunting. It's been gnawing on me for a while. Movie I've wanted to do, but I knew it was so overwhelming to do, because it's just one giant demo scene. That's all this movie is. It's just a giant demo scene. And I hope I did it justice. If you enjoyed it, thank you. Let me know, and we'll talk about it on Takeover Tuesday. Also, the new format. And it's not a new format, but I didn't know how else to do it. Normally, when I break these movies down, I try to keep it concise and move it along. I'll edit out the gaps. This one here, you got, I took out the gap while I listened, but hey, you got what you got. And it's, I had a lot of fun doing it. Little peek behind the curtain that while I'm doing this, I could stream this and then we could watch it together and you could watch me watch the scene and then we'll break it down. And then the podcast is a podcast. I don't know. Is that something people are interested in? It'd be tough because I have to do it when I do it. So I don't know when the stream, I couldn't schedule a stream. That's the hard part. It's not like I could say every day I can, every Monday I can stream at this time. I can't do that. I have to do these when I can do these. So let me know in the comments, you know, let me know what you think about that. If you'd be interested in it, because literally hitting stream here and record, it wouldn't cost me any other time, just if it's worth it for people. But yeah, so this was a lot of fun. Amazing movie. Again, thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you that when I get out of this room, because I've been sitting here for a long time on my butt. So I'm going to step outside and finish the podcast.
Well, clearly I had a lot to say about it. 41 scenes. Broke it all down as best as I could. Hope that you guys enjoyed it. I did. I really did. This, I mean, it is an amazing movie for a home theater experience. I'm not the biggest fan of the movie itself. It's out there. But as a home theater movie, there's very few that are better. Put it up there with the Transformers and stuff like that. It's an assault on the senses from beginning to end. Again, hope you really enjoyed it. If you did, please hit subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube and you haven't hit the like button and you haven't hit subscribe yet, I'm getting more views. It's going up, but I'd like to see those likes go up as well on YouTube and the subscriptions doing well. Really appreciate that. And if you'd like to subscribe on the podcast platform, blah, 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 easy for me to say. I've had so much to say today about this movie. I'm losing my lips here, losing control of them. So if you'd like to support me on Patreon, you can support the podcast by going to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. And for as little as a dollar or as much as you'd like, you can help keep this podcast going. It's going to keep going. I'm having too much fun doing this, but any support would be great. And that includes just following me on Twitter at BrightsideHT or emailing me at BrightsideHometheater@gmail.com. Questions, comments, we talk about that on Takeover Tuesdays where the listeners take over, and that's how you can be on the show. If you'd like to come on and just chat home theater, it's real easy. I've done a bunch of them so far. Everybody's having a ball when they come on. They're nervous at the beginning, and then it's just two guys or girl. I haven't had a girl on yet. That would be great. A woman, sorry, whichever. Girls, women, ladies. If you'd like to come on and chat home theater, that would be fantastic. Trying to get my wife to do it, actually. But, yeah, just come on and we chat home theater. We go on all sorts of tangents. Doesn't matter. Just having fun talking home theater and whatever else you'd like. Questions for me, questions about anything, wherever you want it to go, you can do it. All you got to do is email me or DM me and I'll schedule you in. I've got quite a few already scheduled, so you've got time. But please get those in so that we can get those scheduled. And again, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Have a great week. I'll be back on Tuesday with another great sit down, another meet and greet, if you will. But until then, go push play.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.